What was it like on that plane? Our live team coverage continues with our Mary Richards. Mary.
Peter, times like these come with strict security. International security consultant Earl Morris says the first thing that happens is authorities get the passengers off the plane and send in bomb-sniffing dogs. Then officials go through the manifest.
They'll be doing another check of the passengers and scrutinizing the names and seeing if they can find any kind of correlation with anyone who may be in any kind of an intelligence database.
Morris says an airport may even interview each passenger depending on the manpower and the nature of the threat. Sometimes the passengers are even put on different planes while that one stays to be inspected further. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
So what happens to the plane and passengers in situations like these? Our live team coverage continues with Mary Richards. Mary.
Peter, when something like this happens, a plane lands as soon as possible and all the passengers are taken off, usually far away from the terminal or other buildings. Former Salt Lake TSA agent Earl Morris says bomb-sniffing dogs and more go all over the plane.
The plane won't leave the ground again until it has been searched from the front to the back and from top to bottom.
Morris says authorities go over the passenger list again and sometimes even interview the passengers. In this case, the plane was allowed to fly again, but other times the aircraft stays and passengers go on different flights. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.